streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyz and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, the hottest show worldwide, as we know. And we have a great, great guest on the show tonight that we're going to be presenting. And I just want to say we send a shout-out to everybody that's doing great things to not only help self, but to help others move forward to a better future. So that's what we're representing tonight and always representing. So with that being said, we're going to click our guest on. And he's going to formally introduce himself. You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, how's everyone doing? My name is Devin Del Palacio. And first, let me just go ahead and thank you, Rob, for having me on your show here. I really appreciate it. You invited me on. Again, my name is Devin Del Palacio, and I am a candidate for the Tarleton Union High School District Governing Board.
Sounds great right there. And I just want to say, you know, Saturday, you know, me and my wife was very honored to meet you that day. We had time to shake hands and see each other, know who each other is in person now. And we truly look forward to doing some great things with you. You know, I've been reading up on your bio, and you stand for what we stand for, educating our youth and others to a better tomorrow, you know. And that's where we put people in place to become their own boss, you know, and make their own decisions, you know, and do what's right. So we would just like to ask you, how did you get in politics? Let's talk about that first.
Yeah, sure. Well, it did definitely take a while. You know, growing up, I didn't know much about voting. I didn't hear about it much from my parents, naturally. And I didn't really start paying attention or getting involved until the birth of my daughter, Ayana. She was born, and I said to myself, well, I want to make sure she grows up, you know, in a state where she's going to have a chance. This was back in 2011, 2010, when all that SB 1070 was really going on, and, you know, mm-hmm. Sheriff Joe was doing his raids and whatnot. And I said, you know what, this isn't the kind of state I want my daughter to grow up in. What can I do to make sure she grows up in a city and state where she has a chance to succeed? And so I started doing some research. I just hopped online and kind of researched how I can get involved. And I found a group that was doing voter registration, and I went out with them once and volunteered, liked it, and pretty much the rest is history. And I started getting involved, and you know, with different political campaigns with different goals. One of them was voter registration. Back in 2012, I was part of an organization called Promise Arizona, where I was a community organizer. And that year alone, we were responsible for registering over 34,000 new minority voters. So that's
Amen.
Always something.
That's good.
Yes, sir. That's always something we're very proud to talk about. So since then, I've worked on various other campaigns, city council elections, campaigns that really talk about our nation's debt and how it's going to affect our future, our youth and whatnot, bringing more light to that because not too many folks really know about that. So, you know, to answer your question again, I just generally got involved because I said, look, I have a daughter and I want to make sure I'm doing what I can as a parent, as a father, to make sure, you know, she grows up in a place where she's going to have a chance to be successful. So, you know, I love Arizona and I love Phoenix, so I want her to be able to grow up and stay here as well.
Amen. That sounds definitely like a winner. And your job at school, I read right here where you was doing things with the district before you start running. Is that correct?
Yeah. So before I put in my name to run for school board, I mean, I've been working with several different school districts in the area, going out and talking to students about the importance of being civically engaged. You know, the importance of getting involved in the community. So I would go to classrooms and really talk to students about their dreams and visions and importance of really getting involved in the community. So, you know, and I would also partner with school districts to host neighborhood cleanups. So So another bit of piece of information, I started an organization called Phoenix United. And what we do is we host neighborhood cleanups in underserved areas. So we go into areas – yes, sir. So we go into areas where I grew up in. I'm from, you know, the Coastal Project Housing, which is right there off 19th and Buckeye. And, you know, we do cleanups all the time in that area. You know, to get youth activated and also the community activated. So it's really a beautiful thing. And so, yeah, I've been definitely involved with the school districts in that aspect.
Yes, that sounds great. So we'll get to the aspect of now, you know. You got your campaign in effect. And now when do the election take place with the seat you're running for?
The election will take place in November, November 6th, the general election. So that's when everyone will have a chance to go ahead and vote for me, hopefully, in November for a school board. Now, there's two seats open right now. There's two seats open right now, and so it's actually myself running, and I actually have a running mate. Her name's Karina Madruga, and she's a wonderful woman who's also from Phoenix, West Phoenix. She actually graduated from Tolleson High School, and just a wonderful person. And so me and her are running together to really bring forth a new vision for the students and community here in the at the Tolleson Union High School District. So we're very excited.
That sounds great, and I'm excited just for hearing it, you know. And what do you want your community and people across Arizona to take away from the table when they go and vote for you that day?
I want them to really understand that when they're voting for me, they're voting for change. I mean, they're voting for fresh new leadership on the board. Let me just talk about briefly a couple of things I want to do at the school district. Three main components: school safety, health and wellness, and parental engagement. Now, those three things, those three components are very crucial to creating an optimal high school experience. You know, again, high school is that last chance you really have to grab, you know, students and say, hey, this is it. Are you prepared? Are you ready? And so it's kind of our job as a school district to make sure they are ready. You know, a lot of times, you know, students aren't, they don't know what they want to do once they graduate. And so that, to me, that's, I take that personally, that's the issue. When I graduated, I wasn't really quite sure what I wanted to do. Go to college, get a job like everyone else was doing. I didn't really know. So, again, I want to make sure no kids fall through the crack like I did. So when they're voting for me November 6th, they're voting to make sure nobody falls through the cracks. They're voting to make sure that on school safety, we're putting an end to bullying. I want to bring in a text hotline. So if someone's getting bullied at school, they can anonymously text a number and text who's doing the bullying, when they're doing it, and then the school resource officer will investigate that. That's what we call raising the bar. That's what we call raising the bar. We're being innovative. We're using technology. We're making it cool. We're making it hip, and we're making it not. You know, we're making it to where kids don't feel threatened. You know, they don't have to be labeled as they're not going to be labeled as a snitch or a rat, because no one's going to know who's doing it. It's a text line. Anyone can text it, and so I think that's really going to help prevent some of the incidents. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate. You got to be realistic. You can't. You know, this idea is kind of like a seatbelt. A seatbelt guarantees for you to be safety, but it doesn't always guarantee that you're going to be okay. Like, it's not going to guarantee injury. It's used for preventative care. So same thing with my program. This anti-bullying program is to hopefully prevent and decrease these incidents. So that's school safety.
I'm glad you brought the bullying program up because our champ, Miss Arielle, she works with your bullying program as well as working with our homeless program. So just want to give our champ a big shout out, and she'll be leaving for overseas July 6th, and she's already starting to train for that 2016 Olympics coming
up. She's just amazing. So
much love to you, champ. Mm-hmm. You know?
Much love to you, champ. Yes, big shout out. She's an amazing young, a wonderful lady there, and she's an example to many young women in this area. She really is a model example. She graduated with her high school diploma and associate's degree. Just amazing.
Amen.
Outstanding.
Ain't been did beforehand in Arizona.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's
I mean,
a great achievement for our champ, you know?
Great achievement. So
and
I'm really proud of her.
A lot of young ladies can follow behind her.
Yes, sir. Exactly. I wholeheartedly agree. So in that aspect, that's a school safety. And then I have health and wellness. Health and wellness consists of two things. One of them consists of the one component is the wellness part. Look, we got to start having healthier options as far as food goes for these kids. We, as a school district, we control the budget and we actually decide how much money or what money gets spent on what type of food. And talking to the community and talking to students, everyone's tired of the hamburgers and greasy tater tots. You know, not everybody likes it. It's not quality food. And sometimes the fortunate reality is sometimes that could be the only meal that they get is at school. So what I want to do is make sure that it's a quality meal. So that way they're more focused in the classroom. So that way, you know, they're able to, you know, just kind of be feel a little bit more fuller throughout the day by having quality meals. So what I've been doing is already working and talking to different organizations to figure out how we can purchase healthier options. I'm talking fresh produce and making it very, very affordable, if not next to free. Because when I growing up myself, I was on a free lunch reduce program, and all I got was, those greasy, overcooked chicken sandwiches. And so, we can do better. We can do better for our students, and we can show them better. We could show them better by providing those healthier options for them at school to stay more alert in the classrooms instead of loading them up with sugar and just stuff that's just not going to sit well with them. So that's the wellness portion of it. Yes, sir. And then the second half, it's just you see it across the board, again, especially in our communities, those habits. And so, again, we've got to lead by example, and that's one of the things we want to do with the wellness portion. And the health portion of that is actually reforming sexual education. It's like the big elephant in the room no one really wants to discuss. But we must have a thorough sexual education reform for our students. The number one issue contributor to high school dropouts is teen pregnancy here in the state of Arizona. And we must educate our youth about the dangers and just, the facts. Because if we don't, they're going to get it from their friends. And their friends might not always have the right answers. So, I think in the year 2014, if we don't tell them, like I said, they're going to just go look it up on the internet. So I think we really need to get a grasp on this to answer their questions, to give them the correct knowledge so they can make better and healthier choices. And then hopefully we'll see a decrease in teen pregnancies and then an increase in more graduations. That's something that has to be done.
And I agree. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to a real quick commercial, and we're going to come right back with our guest. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Help free GI. California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, download, shirts, hats at thefreegiproject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free GI. Freegiproject.org. Thefreegiproject.org.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and we're still right here with our guest tonight, and back with you, and we just want to know, when you get this seat, I'm going to just say, when you get this seat, you're going to make people proud of what you have already told them change is going to take place. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's 100% correct. Yes, sir. And
that's beautiful.
This will be an amazing opportunity, and not just for myself, but for the community. And I look forward to working with everybody. The fact of the matter is, no one person can truly change a community by itself. So I'm going to need help from everybody. I'm going to need help from parents and brothers and sisters and cousins and local businesses to really invest in this area, because there's a lot of talent. These students are amazing, but if we don't provide them with the resources, then they can only get so far. Let's not, hinder ourselves. Let's grow this city. Let's really bring it up to speed. And there's no excuse, no reason why our district can be as good as far as resources and access goes as compared to the schools in the East Valley, because we have the talent.
Mm-hmm. That's all
we have the talent.
So, do you have a website where people can go to if they would like to get involved with your campaign?
Yes, sir. The website is DelPalacio4TUHSD.com. Again, that's DelPalacio4TUHSD.com. Go on there. You can read more about my policies and what I want to do. You can sign up to volunteer. And most importantly, you can sign up to donate. Donations are huge. We use that money to buy water for our volunteers. Use that money to really fund our movement, to fund our campaign. And so, even if it's just $5, $5 is definitely enough. We appreciate the support. So please, if you have a chance, visit the website Del Palacio or TUHSD.com, or on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at Devin Del Palacio.
And that's definitely sounding like a winner, you know. And before we let you go, we know you're real busy. Pushing your campaign, and you're out there doing marvelous things. I want you to tell the viewers about the magnificent success that you had today over at your opening.
Sure. So my day job, I work as a career advisor, and I work for Goodwill in their workforce development department. So today we had a hiring event. We had a hiring event, and we had a grand opening. It was beautiful. We had 133 people show up. 55 people showed up and got interviewed for positions within our Goodwill retail stores. It was just beautiful. I mean, you had folks come from different backgrounds, different parts of town. But most importantly, they were coming to help better themselves. These folks are hungry for change within themselves. They want to be independent. They want to work. So it was just a beautiful day to be able to provide these folks with the opportunity to go ahead and get themselves back on their feet. And so that's what we do at our Goodwill Career Center. We help people develop resumes. We do mock interviews. We help them job search. And then at the same time, we have hiring events every 2 weeks. Hiring events. So if you know anyone that has looking for work,
go ahead.
Again, every 2 weeks we have hiring events. And again, if you know someone that's looking for work, maybe they're underemployed or whatever the situation is, please send them our way. And you can find out which location is closest to you at goodwillaz.org. That's goodwillaz.org. And we'll definitely – our whole mission is to put people back to work. That's our mission.
Amen.
So I'm just proud to be a part of that organization. Yeah, it's just a wonderful organization to work for, and I'm proud that I'm blessed to be able to serve others and help them gain some independency there. And so it's a real win-win for everybody.
And now we're going to talk briefly before you leave. It's going to be a big day coming up, September the 6th, you know. What's going down that day?
Well, it looks like, let's see, 1 second here. I believe that's the day of the summit. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
That's the summit that you're hosting, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and Stand Up Arizona. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Speak
on that a little bit.
Right, and I'm excited about this. You know, Stand Up Arizona is going to be an awareness conference where we're going to be discussing anti-gang, drug, violence, abuse, the whole nine, stuff that's really going on in our communities. We're going to be talking about that and addressing it and bringing more awareness to the situation. People got to know about it, and people got to know how they can get involved. Again, folks, the only way change is going to happen is if you get involved. You know, a lot of folks get really occupied with TV and, you know, and daily things that distract us. But at the end of the day, life is about reaching out and helping someone else. And it doesn't always have to be through money. Sometimes it can be through your time. So I encourage everyone to come out September 6th and join us for our Stand Up Arizona conference. Again, where we're going to be talking about, anti-gangs, drug abuse, violence. And, again, just spreading awareness on how we can better our community together. And so, I mean, that's going to be a lovely event.
Thank you so much for your time tonight. And we have had a great, great interview with you. And is there anything else you would like to say before we depart?
Well, before I go, again, I just want to thank you, Rob, for having me on your show. I really appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate all the great things that you are doing for our community, whether it's feeding the homeless, engaging with our youth, spreading the word, spreading awareness. So, again, thank you for all the work you do. We appreciate that.
Hey, thank you, man. You know, if it wasn't for my wife being by my side, you know, it all couldn't be done. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to give a big shout-out to my wife / queen. Everybody knows about, and, you know, we do what God sent us to do, you know. So I'm just happy I can be a blessing to many, and the missus as well.
Yes, sir. And so Miss Lucinda, they sit behind every strong man is an amazing woman. So, yes, big ups to her. A big shout-out to her for holding it down, for holding you guys down. I had a chance to meet her as well last Saturday. Just a beautiful couple.
Yes.
So, again, thank you guys both for the work that you guys do. But, again, I just want to encourage everyone to get out there and get involved in your community and definitely go out and vote. Please go out and vote.
Amen.
Voting is the one thing in this country. Voting is the one thing in this country that you have that's free, where you get to be able to, where you're able to participate in the decisions that are getting made in your community now. You can either be the one who sits on the sidelines and has to follow the rules regardless whether you like them or not, or you can be a team player and participate and actually decide on what rules that you want to live by. So I encourage everyone to get involved, get out there, register to vote, tell your family, tell your kids. Please preach to your kids on how important it is to get out and vote. A lot of people died and fought for that right, so let's not let them down. And, again, just get out there, empower yourself, empower your community, and let's get out there and vote.
Yes, yes. And always remember, the streets definitely don't love you back, and stay focused on what your dream is. And we would just like to give a big shout-out to all the people who supports the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. We give a big shout-out to all our inmates behind the walls that hold us down and educate the youth and others behind the walls, you know. A lot of people don't know, but we're in 150 prisons across the country, federal and state, men and women, and our members educate others to a better tomorrow to come back out here to the world. Those who have an out date and those who don't have an out date educate behind the walls. So we thank God for that right there as well. And one more time for that website for them to go to.
Yes, sir. It's Del Palacio for TUHSD.com.
All right. That sounds good. So we'd like to thank you for coming on the show, and we look forward to seeing you September the 6th or before. You know, normally we probably will with the events that's going on for the champion and several other things, you know. So we look forward to seeing you before then.
Fantastic.
You have a great
evening. Well, I look forward to it, too. Thank you again. You folks have a good night. And, again, thank you for the invite. God bless.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great, great show tonight. And now we're going to go off into a little music, and then we're going to talk about a few more events and a few more things that's going down. So we'll be right back with you.
love, y'all. About to take it to the club on this one. Yeah. Put your glasses up. We're about to make a toast. A toast. That's right. To this life.
Love danger. I can make a change with a beat like this. You better move, move. Rock with it, sing with it. It looks like a party to me. Couple shots of E&J, Bacardi, Hennessy, Tang and Grey Goose, gin and grapefruit. Don't throw up your cup, you're feeling this way too. High and fucked up, blazing the hazy. Eyes are glazy, but still I feel like I'm a pimp like Jay-Z. Brushing my shoulders, I'm trying to get drunk, drunk, fuck being sober. I'm like, keep pouring till my cup running sober. Make my bubbly cold, my Budweiser cold. I got plenty of gold, that like green dough. You're putting something on your mind like your girl supposed to. VIP status, Slim Goody, your soldier. I'm your favorite mic controller. Check 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now grab somebody and hit the floor with a
club banger. I can make a change with a beat like this. You better move, move. Rock with a thing with it. On a dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey, hey,
rock with a thing with it. Put the hands high, let's ride to the limit. Come on. I feel good. And I'm at my best, laid back with a pack, got a stack, oh yes, I'm fresh, I'm fly indeed, I'm rage, I'm boss, I'm light MC, I might just be the next dynasty, a female rapper can't deny me, cause T.I.B., queen of QC, at the top of my game where you find me, on live TV, on my CD, on my label, code as I-T-E, come ride with me, let your mind be free. Get down to the sounds of Slim the Deep. My 4-4 Magnum Symphony. Gas goes so tapping when I squeeze. I'll flip the flip. Now ladies, this, why the fellas fight? Hold my delight. This is a love banger. I can make a change with a beat like this. You better move, move.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock with a beam with it. On a dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey, hey.
Rock with a beam with it. Put the hands high, let's ride to the limit. Come on.
Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew. And yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew. And yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew. And yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with?
Club bangers. Oh, hey, baby, Slim Goody. Slim Goody. Slim Goody. Boy Records.
To go but to the top, my friend. We've all falling out of control, my people. Falling out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? Falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. Ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Let's get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. Gotta take it to the top, my people.
I'm telling you, I don't want to take a call. So please don't believe that you're the only one at all. You have to leave a message with a number and your name. And I get back with you quite as soon as same. My way. I wanted to be with you, and that came true. I told all my friends how I feel about you. Just when I thought you were falling for me, you got a page, and you know who's calling. Before we finished with our conversation, I lost your attention to another.
doctor and be strong. Well, I guess that's way too hard to land. But I know we can make it happen. Yes, indeed, if we start today. Hear them say, my tired heart is broken, be so needed here alone. Living in a river of great emotion, love, I'm trying to get back home. My tired heart is broken, be so needed here alone. Living in a river of great emotion, love, I'm trying to get home.
My
sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is B-O-Y-D and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. To your player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, record knocking you out like Rover Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told ya. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player-hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you bet not brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your face in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You wanted out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So watch your health. Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gon' come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you two. Dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on the backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb. Fly away like a bird, partner. You need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, D-Mono, we mono. We would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Asking all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should have messed with you. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers. Sick as fluid soldiers. Known to turn your body black and blue. I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us. It ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like
say it ain't see. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking kid for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, 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 no. I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, this game, player? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and things.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Streets and Love Your Back show. Calling you on air.
Yo, what's up, boy?
Hey, hey, what's good? Who's calling in tonight? Hello?
Hey, just chilling, man. I just tapped in, man. Wanted to let you know your girl, Ariel, man. She's the truth, brother. Hand speed, preciseness, and that tiger instinct.
Hey, we appreciate it, my friend, you know?
Yeah, this T-Rob, man.
Oh, yeah, all day long. How you feeling, my friend? You know, we're glad to have you on tonight.
Yes, sir,
yeah,
man.
So, yeah, you're seeing that.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the young lady, man. She's a talented, definitely gifted fighter. But I respect her out of the ring work that she's doing, man, with all these charities and these really important causes, like, you know, the anti-bullying and things of that nature, man. It's just great to see an athlete that really, you know, cares, you know, at their humble stage, at their stage where they're just starting. So hopefully she keep up the good positive work, man, and inspire other little girls and teenagers alike, man, that just want to do something positive instead of all this, you know, violence that's going on these days, man.
Hey, we appreciate that, man, and I'm glad you took time out to look at the video clips and everything. We really appreciate that. You know, we love the champ, you know?
Oh, yeah. I look forward to seeing more from her, man. I'm a fan, so, you know, and boxing is, like I told you earlier, man, that's like my number one sport. So just being able to see something like that and just having one degree between, you know, knowing this young lady, man, that's an awesome situation, man. And I like I said, bro, it's a couple of guys out there that she'll probably take out.
Right, yeah, well, she's good, man, at what she do, you know. And she take it serious. She take education serious. She take feeding the homeless serious. She take bullying serious. I mean, she's just an all-way-rounded young lady at a very young age, and she's just 16 starting out.
Incredible, man, incredible. Hey, you know I got your man G on the line right now, too.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Is he there?
His phone. He's been having some issues with his phone. He's on here, but I don't know if you can hear him. He said he's got something going on with that phone, man.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't hardly hear him on that phone. It was twitching up, you know? But,
yeah,
I thank you for calling and just sharing that with the world, you know, about Champ Ariel, you know. She'll be going out the country to start training, you know, July 6th.
Hey, she got a bright future, man, and I'm definitely keep tuned in and follow her, man. I like to definitely catch her live one day. So this is a very exciting situation, man, and I think with all the work she's doing and, you know, with the support she's getting, she's got a bright future, man. So that's all I basically wanted to let you know. I'm still here on the line listening, but I just called you to let you know I saw the link to me, man, and it's everything you said and more.
I appreciate that, man. You know, and the champ appreciated it too. Her fans and her mother and father and her whole family appreciate the love and support that we show around the world, you know. So we appreciate you calling all the way in from Cali with that one, you know.
No doubt, man. Keep up the good work, man. And to Ariel, you know, hey, keep doing what you're doing. There's nothing but a success ahead of you. So I'm just honored to be able to say that I definitely got a chance to see you at your amateur level, and I think that your professional level is going to be even more impactful. So I look forward to following her.
Amen. We appreciate that, my brother. And TLG, we send our love his way, man, you know. And we're going to sign off tonight and just say, like we always do, the streets definitely don't love you back.
You know it.
Have a great night.
You too, my cat. One love.
Always.
This guy that we knew, we gave him some meth and he went to shoot it up, and he died. We left his house and a few weeks later we found out that killed him. Like, he was up in his room and his dad went up there and he was dead. My name is Bob. I'm 16 years old. I started doing meth when I was 9. And I regret when I was on meth giving it to little kids, like 12-year-olds and stuff, selling it to them. I regret, like, helping cook it. my little brother and sees it, like when I'm doing it, he sees it sometimes, and I think he doesn't know what it is, but I think he thinks it's like a cool thing to do, and gotta be grown up to do it. I tell him how bad it is, and tell him that it really ain't that cool, and just try to explain to him that it's not fun, that it'll ruin his life.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The paranoia, the shadow people, you start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs, or I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off, just for maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely. You know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, and they want nothing to do with you. And I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it. And, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now. I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was. And I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Everybody's talking, but they never wanna listen. My car
hungry tigers of Detroit, city's finest, but it's timeless how my mind just flowing, plus I'm rapping like it's going out of style, many styles I exhibit and deliver, so you better pay attention to the story, blowing out smoke and I breathe, feeling it's potent, it's weed, it's too easy to do all of the wrong things, see this weed I inhale, but it helps to relieve all the tension and stress, now I'm like, what's next, now I'm like, what's next, went from Maserati Rick to Revolutionary Rick, please believe they coexist, but of course that's really not important, and my father was distributing the shit in portions, but of course that's really not important, if you need some entertainment, I'm giving you all or nothing, you call it something for nothing, some niggas hustle for nothing, take it for what it's worth much more,
J.R., know the name, know the difference, see why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen, M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference, see why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen, M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference, see why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen, M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference, see why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen.
I'm chillin', money folding. Even if I don't fit the description of a drug dealer, I used to be musty, trust me. Nah, I spit sick, I'm a fly MC like Dusty. So these haters stay lost in the sauce like ingredients. I move with expedience and discipline, I got it. My profit is the knowledge, as a prophet I am conscious. Plus I'm looking like my father, and I act just like him. But I'm no drug dealer, see I'm a soul healer. My words is spiritual poetry, flowing like the ocean or the seven seas. Fuck the money and the fame, see my name is my name, and the game is the game. So you better know the name, and you better know the difference, just in case I forgot to mention. That's cause everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. They never wanna listen.
Know the name, know the difference, see why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference, see why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference, see why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the
name. Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide. The Streets Don't Love Your Back show, and you're kicking it with Boyd and Lucinda show. And we just want to send a shout-out to everybody who listens to the show every Wednesday night. And also get geared up for September the 6th, 2014. We're going to be bringing the Streets Don't Love You Back conference here to Stand Up Arizona. And we're asking everybody to come out and support the movement, support change, support educating others. So we look forward to seeing everyone there. If you need any more information on our upcoming event, log on to our website at www.thestreetsdon'tloveyouback.com. And once again, we thank everyone for their support. And if you have not got both of the books, get The Streets Don't Love You Back and The Never Hit a Woman. It's all over the world, you know. Barnes and Noble's, Amazon, all over. One thing you got to do is Google it up, you know. And we appreciate all the people who've been supporting us from day one, and we appreciate all our new followers and supporters as well. So we just want to say much love to everyone. God bless. And always remember, the streets don't love you back. And have a great night.